Well, I have a series of them.
Ooh.
And they all deal with the NCAA.
Do tell.
All right, so let's start with Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush is filing a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. And they say that the NCAA maliciously attacked his character through a completely false and highly offensive statement that was widely reported in the media and substantially and irreparably damaged his reputation. This is according to the law firm. It was issued, the NCAA statement in question was issued to ESPN along with other media outlets on July 21st, 2 years ago, in response to an inquiry about the possibility of Bush having his records of participation restored. It said, although college athletes can now receive benefits from their names, images, and likenesses through activities like endorsements and appearances, NCAA rules still do not permit pay-for-play arrangements. The NCAA infractions process exists to promote fairness in college sports. The rules that govern fair play are voted on, agreed to, and expected to be upheld by all NCAA member schools. He's having a press conference today at the Coliseum. And by the way, he was supposed to be away from USC for 10 years. That ended in 2020. And the Heisman Trust says that since his 2005 season was vacated by the NCAA, he's not eligible to win the award. Well, you know what? Hey, all the rules have changed. And to me, if I'm the Heisman Trust, you know what I do? I send out an inquiry to all the voters and say, should Reggie Bush keep his Heisman Trophy? Let them, okay, the NCAA doesn't vote on the Heisman Trophy. Voters vote on the Heisman Trophy that are independent from the NCAA. So send out an inquiry to them and say, okay, yes or no. Should we return Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy? If the vote's no, then no. If the vote is yes, give it back to him. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Okay, the NCAA has nothing, zero, to do with Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy. It was voted upon by an independent group of voters, writers, broadcasters, and so forth. Okay? It's up to them to determine whether it should be vacated or not. Pretty simple. Send it out. Have your ballot back by October 1st. It's just another day where the NCAA just doesn't look good. You have players out there left and right talking about their name, image, and likeness agreements, about money they're getting from collectives, about getting cars and things like that. Right? And this guy... Okay. I mean, Bush forfeited the trophy in 2010. 4-year extra benefits investigation determined that he and his family members, while he was a student athlete, accepted cash, travel expenses, and a home in San Diego, where Bush's parents lived rent-free for more than a year, and for which they were provided $10,000 to furnish. Okay. Well, what's it alleged that Jordan Addison got last year to play at USC? What? This is up to the voters. If the voters say, no, it should still be vacated, then it's vacated. But let the voters vote. The NCAA has nothing to do with it. You can't keep falling back on that crutch. Let the people who voted vote. It's independent. I'm a Wooden Award voter. I'm not allowed to be a Heisman voter because of my contract with the university. Okay? And that's what I've been told directly. But I am a Wooden Award voter and have been since the mid-'80s. If we're in the same situation, I'd like them to send me something and say, should he be vacated or keep him? Up or down? Why not do that? Okay? Let them vote. It's okay. Let them do it. I think that's the fairest way to do it. Okay? The NCAA does not determine who the Heisman Trophy winner is. It's done by a voting body of writers and broadcasters and former Heisman Trophy winners. Let them vote up or down as to whether he should keep it. Okay? I think to me, it's simple. To me, it's simple when it comes to stuff like that. Common sense. Now let's get to the next one. Okay? NCAA doesn't look good on that. They don't look good on it. Right? Next is there are certain people that have asked to transfer because of circumstances, and it's a second transfer. Now, I realize that when you're looking at multiple transfers, JT Daniels, for example, comes to mind, started at USC, went to Georgia, went to West Virginia, now he's at Rice. So he's on his fourth school. So I understand there's a desire to slow that kind of pattern down. That I do understand. But there are a couple of people that have asked to transfer because of circumstances in their family so they can be closer to home, and because it's not a first transfer, the waiver's been rejected. For goodness sakes, it takes 2 to 3 phone calls to figure out if it's legit or not. And if it's legit, let it go. Let it go. If it's legit, let it go. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Make a couple of calls. Find out if it's legit or not, or if they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. That's all it takes. Hey, sympathy, understanding. Hey, who looks bad again? NCAA. Well, we can't allow this to happen. It's against, just slow down. Stop with it. It's against the rules. Okay, just stop it. Hey, if they have a certain circumstance as to why they're doing it, okay, open up the door, let them go. Come on. Now, if it's somebody that's just transferring because they're not starting, fine, then make them sit out a year. I'm okay with that in a second transfer. That's fine. That's part of the rules. But there are certain times where there are certain circumstances that play a role. That play a role. And they need to have more common sense and the ability to pick up the phone and find out if it's real or not. And it doesn't take long to find out something like that. It doesn't. I mean, really. And last but not least is the Harbaugh situation. Michigan has just become the first organization I've seen that has claimed that there is a 4-game suspension that's been negotiated. Then when it's pulled off the table, reduces the suspension to 3. Really? The NCAA should just come out, okay? They're not going to reopen the investigation. The investigation is done. If you think you ought to be suspended for, I don't know, 4 games, 6 games a season, just do it. You're going to get sued? So what? You have attorneys? What the heck? But show some backbone and some teeth. Don't let them dictate what you think should be done. You dictate what should be done. If you want to be taken seriously, just do it. Instead of waiting in a fetal position and let them dictate to you what's going on. We negotiated 4. Well, what do you mean? We didn't agree to that. So then Michigan, we'll self-impose 3. But you're reducing it? They're not going to reinvestigate this. The investigation is done. If you think it should be 1 game, 4 games, 6 games, a season, just announce it and move on. And if they want to sue you, fine. Just say, we'll see you in court. Good luck. Right? We can put them on the stand, and guess what? You know, if we think he's lying, then we'll hit him for perjury. Okay?